сегодня.
Слово не выбирав аккорды. Поспи, рок-н-ролл, поспи.
Sleep Rock and Roll is the name of this tune. But, you know, if you grew up in Vladivostok, you would probably think rock and roll was in a coma. You know that movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy? This fella in the Kalahari Desert has no knowledge of the world beyond, but a Coke bottle falls from the sky, and the African tribe reconstructs an entire civilization based on this one artifact. Well, that's sort of the predicament of a garage band in a place like Vladivostok, who has to rely on Japanese power rock and the occasional Blondie album that's dropped off by the people who pass through. Joining us now from Mummy Troll, which is a band that grew up in Vladivostok, is about to break into a national tour here in the United States. Lead singer Ilya Lagutenko is here in the studio. Ilya, thanks for joining us.
Very good morning to you guys.
How isolated did you feel in Vladivostok trying to make sense of the pop culture world on the edge of the Russian and Soviet continent when you grew up?
I still think it was kind of very exciting situation because my hometown, Vladivostok, was even closed for Soviet citizens to come, and you should get some kind of special visa.
So you're isolated from the Soviets?
Yeah, obviously from everyone. And we were living in a, you know, little world of, you know, boys and girls actually living on a beach because it's one of the nicest, like, beach town in far east of Russia. But at the same time, we have all those cargo ships actually coming from all over the world and, you know, unloading their stuff in a port. And all those sailors, actually, they were bringing their choice of music to town.
Right. So you had to rely on their albums.
Absolutely. Actually rely on their own choices. And how the hell actually they picked up that music, either in like everything for 100 yen box or, you know, the top charts, which they were translating, you know, from newspapers.
Well, what kind of stuff? What kind of stuff?
I remember in my childhood, I heard everything from AC/DC to Genesis and, you know, Blondie and Kiss. And most of the music were actually judged on, you know, tapes cover or albums cover, not really for music.
Right,
because
right.
Everything traded only on black market only. And it was like ridiculously expensive. So just to compare, to get an album of, say, the band Blondie, it would cost you like 60 rubles.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah, and which is like engineer's salary was like 100 rubles. So in other words, you know, two albums a month normal.
It's a lot of your income. So you're economically isolated. But to give people a sense of where Vladivostok is, when you stand on the beach in Vladivostok and look out, you can see Sarah Palin, right? Is that true?
Actually, if you look kind of, you know, left.
Left, you can see her, yeah. Right, and it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Not really, because you don't really think about that. And when now, for instance, when we're touring California, people say, and where are you from? I said, just across the ocean.
Just across the ocean from the U.S.
And we came by submarine, and people still
they believe you,
know?
You right?
Yeah. Absolutely. They said, yeah, we saw one parked, actually.
You know, this is an interesting story, though, also about the Internet and how the Internet has transformed the music business. I mean, you sort of looking through your kind of tunnel vision there in Vladivostok to try to get a sense of what rock music is, playing it in your own band, performing live for 20 years inside Russia, and all of a sudden the Internet allows this fresh sound, this very, very different kind of sound to emerge. I mean, you're on the verge now of introducing yourselves, but there's nothing new about your sound, is there?
I would say nothing new if you think that you can afford yourself to combine different sounds from absolutely totally different genres, and we even invent our own term for our music. It's called rockapops.
Rockapops. Well, let's hear a cover that you did. It's actually on your album, Commander Ambassador and Comrade Ambassador.
Los Angeles, California снится, а пока мы в сугробах до небес. Церковь я нашел на своем.
I love that. California Schnitzel. Am I saying it right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
great. Just California Dreaming, basically. I'm dreaming about California. It's one of those classic tunes which, when you translated it in other language, apparently doesn't really lose any meaning. So it's literally the same words. But when you hear it in Russian, apparently you kind of feel yourself sitting in the snow and on a winter day, obviously, on a winter day, dreaming about California. So I think which is a pretty fun situation.
What do you hope audiences get from your tour? And you're actually touring in a lot of markets where the takeaway is actually broadcast.
Yeah, because tonight we're playing in New York at Irving Plaza, and then we're heading off north. And we're going to see Midwest and all the way to Seattle. We are really excited about this, our trip, because, you know, to see your country, you know, that way.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Yeah. And I tell you, the album Comrade Ambassador is a great, fresh, you know, take on a rock and roll. I love it. There's U2 references in there, all kinds of stuff. It's really great. We're going to go out on a song called Nuclear Stations. Lead singer of the band Mummy Troll is Ilya Lagutenko. Look for them in your local neighborhood. Thanks, Ilya.
Thank you.
Возвращаться, мотор клюнет, ноги свинят, пора заволноваться, ощущая разряды.
Well, that is a very hard act to follow, but I'm
playing records on the radio.
I know, right? Here's your takeaway on a more serious note.
Look, I don't think there's any conflict that can't be ended. Conflicts are made by human beings. They can be resolved by human beings. And I'd stretch it to even say we might have Middle East peace before we know who the second Minnesota senator is.
That's Daniel Levy, director of the New America Foundation's Middle East Initiative on working out the conflict in the Middle East.
California dreamer, I think. Maybe.
And as for the president, he may be keeping his BlackBerry, but in the midst of this economic crisis, people are resetting their lives, reflecting on what's most important to them.
Back from Las Vegas. My resolution is to get out of the 9-to-5 working situation and convert to a online income opportunity where I can work a few hours a day and make more money.
Well, it's only 4 a.m. in Las Vegas, Zach. You must be already on the job. But we want to know, are you changing your hours during the new year? Like, Zach, what are you going to pare down during the economic crisis? And how are you saving money? What's happening in your life at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org? What are you paring down, John?
What am I paring down? Well, you know, it's always just pounds, I guess. That's all. I'm actually pretty satisfied technologically with my life, but I don't believe in resolutions, as you know. I start them
in
March.
I know you
don't.
That's
when I start. So I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.